Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Tuesday. Thanks again for joining me on the Deanna K Show. We've got some good topics tonight that we're going to talk about. Tonight, I don't know if you guys saw, but I'm pretty sure you did. You should check our website. We did our latest blog was on Diddy and his girlfriend, right? And as you all know, he's a lot older than she is. How old is Diddy like?
He's like 49.
Okay, so Diddy is almost 50 at this point. And she's what, in her?
She's like 22. She was born in 97.
Oh, she's younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's a big age difference. So tonight we're going to talk about age difference. Do you guys think there should be a limit on age when dating? Or do you feel as though as long as that person is 18, technically legal for most things, not really no more because now they can up the age of tobacco too to 21. So I don't know if we still can even say that 18 is a legal adult. But technically speaking, 18, you're an adult per se. And you should be able to make your own decisions, right? Or at least that's what you think. I mean, all your life, you get told when you turn 18, that's when you've grown, or that's when you can make your own choices. Until then, you got to do this, you got to do that. So, you know, here come 18, you think you've grown, you can do and date who you want, right? So how would you feel if you're teenage, I'm not going to say teenage because, of course, we said we're grown. We're not talking about teenagers here. We're talking about young adults. So let's clarify that. Young adults, hey, as young as 18 years old, messing with someone maybe your age. So that's a big age gap between the two. And we're just touching on, is that, how do you guys feel? Do you feel like it should be, is that okay? Is it okay for people to date younger? Is it people to date older? Like, who likes what? So we're going to go ahead and get our conversation started. But, of course, I want to go ahead and play one of our favorite songs that we always play. And it's going to be Mo Money and Nikki Baby. Hey.
Never let the money make me. What's up with all this hating you bitches been doing lately? They smiling in my face, behind my back they try to play me. Ain't tripping, man, it's gravy. When you pay her, she pay me. Why would you try to save a man that's not even your lady? Why would you try to save a man that's not even your baby? I swear my life is crazy. Been pimping since like 18. I'm acting like I don't. I know exactly why they hate me. I'm counting money daily. Departed from the act, girl. All my flights one way. I don't know when I'm coming back, girl. Selling white, girl. Selling black, girl. I thought you already knew that I was a mad girl.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Niggas be faking, I know they all be hating. No, they hating on me. They steady
waiting on me. Took the lead, no racing on me. All you bitches pacing on me. All you bitches basic on me. Simple minded, crazy, crazy hoes. Ain't fucking with you hoes. Bitches don't know what they want. Getting money, what I'm on. Rolling up, getting gone. And they hating, still blowing out my phone. If it ain't about the money, baby, you can leave me alone. Why they gotta hate? Cause I'm good, cause I'm great. Know I'm out here making moves. Don't go making no mistake. I got a mind and a mission. No time for these niggas, boy. I'm on a mission. Leaving wishing, leaving wishing.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating? Why they hating? Why they hating?
Do you need first aid CPR training to fulfill a job requirement? Or are you prepared for emergency situations? Well, New Era 330 provides adult and pediatric first aid CPR. We also provide basic life support training in our new program, Family First CPR. So check us out on the web at www.newera330.com or give us a call at 330-983-9240.
Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey, from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and hell with me. It's time.
What?
So where you at?
I'm busy.
What you doing? Can I come through?
I'm busy.
You busy?
Yeah.
You got somebody over?
No.
God. Who that?
Give me that phone. What?
Who is this?
Who am I? You might not know me, but I know you. You feel me?
How?
I just want to tell you something now, bro.
What you want to tell me?
This is both for our bitch. Man, this is both for our bitch. Yeah, this both for all, bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause this both for all, bitch. Man, this both for all, bitch. Man, this both for all, bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause this both for all, bitch.
It's both for all, bitch, nigga. You feel me? You ain't gonna leave her alone. I ain't gonna leave her alone, nigga. Whatever you wanna do, pull up. We can get into whatever you wanna get into, you feel me? But let me tell you something for real, though.
I load her with dick, you sitting on trips. This is both for our bitch, know you hate to admit. This the craziest shit, probably never quit. She play with the dick, swallow babies and shit. You pay bills, I keep you respect. She give me head when she slid through the west. I max her out for the dick and the chest. I smack her ass and I kiss on the neck. We ain't gotta be beefing, I want her on weekends. Or maybe the fall, we can switch seasons. I hate the winter, so what are you thinking? Back in the spring, after a beating, she sexy as fuck. I can't even cap, can't even trip. You need to relax, GPS on her, you know where she at. Since you wanna save her, you acting. I'm the reason that her phone on airplane mode. She don't wanna FaceTime cause she ain't got no clothes. She coming back to you, so don't even trip, ain't that some shit?
Shit.
This is both for our bitch. Man, this is both for our bitch. Yeah, this is both for our bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause this both for all, bitch. Man, this both for all, bitch. Man, this both for all, bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause this both for all, bitch.
Okay, everyone. We're back. In tonight's topic, we're touching on dating younger and older. Do you think there's an appropriate age difference between two people that should be appropriate? You know, do you think it's okay for an older man to date a younger woman? And vice versa, do you feel as though it's okay for an older woman to date a younger man? I know, I'm going to tell y'all a story about this guy. He was young, early 20s. And he met a girl, well, a woman, because I can't call her really a girl because she was grown. She's a grown woman. He was in his early 20s, not even, what, 22, 23, maybe 21. And he met a woman who was damn near 30. They got to talking. They got together. They have children now. They're together. They're in a relationship. They have become what? And at the time, his mother was like, You know, wasn't really feeling that shit because she said, oh, my son, he young. I don't even think he was 21. That's why I said I don't think he was 21. Like, that's talking like 18, 19, 20-year-old messing with, what, she was like 30 or maybe 35, like, we're going to say at least 30. And his mom just wasn't feeling it. Like, you know, it's cool, y'all mess around, y'all had sex or whatever, but being this shit, she just really wasn't. And of course, you know, from talking about it never really works, to be honest. You know, you can't make nobody not talk to nobody or be well who they want to be. And at this point, they're pretty much, you know, have a family, they're still in a relationship. And as of right now, if you check out our website, Britt did a blog today on Diddy and his girlfriend. Is this the same girlfriend that was messing with the son originally?
This okay. Is Lori Hardy, Steve Hardy's daughter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what about that verse? Is that even appropriate? Or do you feel like they were in a relationship? Maybe was she just around and that was just his son's friend and maybe he didn't see her and they talked? Or was it like she and the son was rocking, like, they were in a relationship.
I don't know the story 100%, but I definitely heard a lot of rumors were saying that they were dating, but her and the son were dating.
Okay. Because, you know, media, they always flip it and turn it around. And have we seen any pictures with, like, Diddy and his son recently? It's like,
I haven't.
That's another thing. Like, do you think, like, hypothetically speaking, if he did start messing with his ex-girlfriend, do y'all think that would cause some tension? Like, I mean, I definitely think it would. Or do you think they just like, nah, that is cool? Or like just going with the flow, like she just another
chick. You know what? Men are a little different from women. Because men sometimes, you know, they really wasn't emotionally invested in a relationship. You know, they might not care.
Yeah.
And sometimes,
even if they were emotionally invested,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen a lot of guys be like, damn, you know, like you said, they pass them off. So they got
yeah, like, yeah, I hit her, bro, but mm-hmm. Go ahead, like, do what you do.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just depends on your dynamic, I guess. I don't know.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. That's a good interview. Did he come to an interview? On the couch. What's the girl's name again?
Lori Harvey.
She could come to the couch too. Bring your son. We're going to bring him out. You know how Jerry Springer be. So,
so you're talking to your son's ex-girlfriend, and your son doesn't know?
Well, he doesn't know. Jerry is so messy, like. They love it. Jerry been in the game for a long time, and we love his shows, but that will be a great episode. I will be rolling. But I think it definitely may or may not be some tension. Like you said, men are different, so who really knows how they both feel? It could be they don't care. But about the age difference, how do you, like, what do you think? Like, do you think the like a younger thing, like, okay, in their situation, do you think he's too old to be messing with her?
I think it's a good topic because I always like older guys. You know what I'm saying? I definitely think it just depends on the mental state of the female or even the male. Because I know a lot of guys who mess with older women.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
like, is it
so
vice versa?
Yeah, I do think it all just depends on the mental state, how mature that person is. But at the end of the day, you got to think about it. Like, an 18-year-old, how much can an 18-year-old really relate to a 50-year-old or 45-year-old? You know what I'm saying? Somebody who hasn't even started dealing with life yet,
right,
versus somebody like in the middle of their life. Almost retirement.
The only thing I could think of is just guiding them and teaching them. Like, I mean, that's what it really
like
means.
Like a daddy. Like a mommy.
I mean, but that's making it weird, though, when you use mommy and daddy terms. Like,
I mean, that's what it is. Like, that's, like, almost older than their parents,
probably. Probably in certain situations.
Do you think that matters?
I don't know, because I haven't been in that situation, so I can't really say. But it's just, like, I don't know how I would feel. Is like, because it's a different, I feel like it's a difference between, like, guiding and molding them and, like, pushing that person to be their better them, you know what I mean? Like you said, they're halfway through their life. They've been there, done that. So, I mean, yeah, that's weird because it's just like your mom or your dad talking to you. Like, but only difference is y'all having sex, but they're just older than you and giving you guidance and wisdom. But Diddy Rich, bitch, they be going trips to events. She probably began shout, like, you know. I mean,
you have to watch Diddy Rich. He probably just heard that.
Still, it's a difference between going with your family going out or going with me.
True.
And you know, as a woman, that's different.
Exactly.
You can't do everything or be how you want to be when you're with your family.
Right.
You feel me? Especially Steve Harvey. She can't, you know what I mean? I didn't know that was his daughter.
That's his stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, nothing crazy, her, she's not, and you, that's what I'm saying.
And she's still, I feel like she's still really not doing nothing crazy, you know, she's dating older man,
she's not acting wild, she's not, no.
Okay,
let me
show
her
love for you, you think she's talking, but I just want to pull them up for you, so you can see, because they haven't really officially said that they were dating, but I just want you to check it out and think, you know, let me know what you think about pictures. Because
does she sing or anything like that? Maybe they could be working on music. Yeah, that's everybody's
thing.
Right,
let's just take a look at the pictures first and then comment. Okay, the scroll over.
All right. Well, you guys can continue to talk.
Okay. Yes, so I definitely, we're looking at the pictures now. If you guys have not seen the vlog, you can go to our website, yourcandyradio.com. Candy is spelled with a K, and it's really on the front page of the website. All you have to do is click on it. They look like they're on a whole vacation.
Look at Diddy.
Yes,
shit, I'd be on a vacation with Diddy, too.
Okay, so I definitely think they're dating, and the way that he's rubbing on her stomach, I mean, why else would you rub on somebody's stomach? Women don't like that if they're not pregnant. Tell me what woman like that if they're not pregnant.
Nobody.
Period. Look. Come on, man.
Not that quick. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, that's too quick.
So you think maybe he's feeling her ass or something?
I think he probably was also. He can't wait till this come off and we're probably was underneath her shirt. And the paparazzi got him feeling her stomach. I think that was more of a sexual thing, especially if you like, we on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And we on a vacation. We finally just got here. We about to get escorted in. You about to go upstairs and take this off. He probably was under her shirt. It's a nice, loose fitting shirt, you know. Or what? It looks like a dress. It looks like his shirt, for real. For real, you know how you just put your boyfriend's shirt on with his little button up? She just put her little, you know, extra kick to it, and then going, I think that was more of a sexual thing. Like, that's my personal opinion.
Okay.
But as far as them dating, I don't know. like you said, it's up to the two people for real, because age don't necessarily mean everything, but is you going to be comfortable with that? Is he older? No, he ain't older than her dad.
No, I don't know how old her real dad is, but she probably is like 62 or something. So he's not older than him. But,
and for real, they're probably just having fun. Who knows?
You think it's just like
sex, vacations, or whatever else the fuck they want to do? I mean, good chemistry, good vibe with somebody. Y'all rocking. Y'all doing shit that, you know, like couples do.
Right.
But y'all know it may not just be forever. Y'all enjoying the moment. What's going on? She young. She probably want kids. She got a whole life at her. He older. He probably don't want no more kids. He a full-time dad now at this point, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's for the moment. They having fun. They know what it is.
Okay.
That's how I feel. I mean, maybe you just, you know, get to a point. But I ain't gonna say a situationship, but in so many words, situationship. We both get what I want, you get what you want, and we have relationship benefits. We do everything people in a relationship do.
But we just don't have no title.
Yeah. And even if they don't have a, they can have a title between each other. That don't mean we know the title.
Right.
But even if they didn't have a title, I mean, that's my opinion, because I'm like, me being in her shoes, if I was her, that's probably what it'd be for me. Like, we having fun, we living, like, you can guide me, you can get me to the right places I need to be, you can help me get to where I, you know, depending on what you want to do, not even like that, but even mentally, like, helping her, just, it's always good to have somebody older to talk to, and just have that guide motivation, like, just think, when you was, like, younger, if you had somebody, like, older female who was really on her shit, had her own business, like, really had herself lined up, her home, her kids, like they straight type situation, and taught you everything that you needed to do to be successful and to help you be successful. So by the time you get like what we all be like 18, we got certain goals, and like 25, you think your life is just gonna be like you got your whole life planned out. That's how I feel like most people would be. I mean, I don't know. That's how I kind of was. By 25, you think you're gonna have a lot going on.
Right.
What if somebody, you really had somebody molding you since you was like 15, 16 to have you at 25, a boss ass bitch. Like, you own your house. You own your car. You got a nice stuff. You and your kids, if you have kids, y'all well taken care of. You have a career. You got your own money. You got your own bag. You're your own woman. Like, you don't need no man. Like, you is really the catch. Like, you own your shit. Period. And you have somebody help you mold you. You don't know, he could be that person. It could, it don't gotta be like you said, her dad is Steve Harvey. I'm pretty sure he got plenty of connections. So that's not even what it is. It could be a vibe, it could be an energy. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me, how they rock and how he make her feel.
Right.
Shit, but bitch, Diddy wanna take you somewhere. And you're going there on, cause Diddy, like,
so you want to play
with Diddy. Yes, I'm going with Diddy.
Okay.
The fuck?
All right,
Diddy. Period.
Okay, but
not necessarily Diddy, but...
But that's the age thing that we're talking about, though. Like, it's the age thing. So, picture this being your dad. And he got a girl that's younger than you. How would you feel?
Well, let's pause.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
My dad has a daughter the same age as my son. So that should just tell everybody everything. And her mom is what my brothers or my sisters say. And that's not even 30. So yeah. She ain't younger than me.
Okay.
She's younger than me, but she's not that much older than me either.
How did that make you feel though? Did you feel
like
any type of way about it?
I mean, what can I do?
Not what can you do?
That's kind of
like that's low,
that,
or how you feel?
I think it's low, but like it's a difference. That's why I said it's like with the age thing, like it's manipulation. On his part, not saying my dad's situation, but like, why do you want to mess with somebody so young? Like, what was you doing?
Right.
What was you doing? And 9 times out of 10, guess what? I ain't gonna say in that situation, but 9 times out of 10. They were having fun.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, but I mean, I'm not judging this for everybody on that. So it was just like,
yeah, my dad was actually dating a woman that was like a lot younger than me. And I don't know. It is what it is. I just feel like my dad's of age.
Like, you do it.
You know, do you. If you able to snatch you a young girl, do you. We have a lot to hate on that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My dad is in his 60s. So it is what it is.
Oh my God. I got to show. It's a video of this old man. He older, right? But he handsome though. It was on it's been on Instagram and stuff. So basically the dad was in his like 60s or 70s, but he had two hickeys on his neck.
What?
So his son recorded him like, Dad, why you got these hickeys on your neck?
How old are you?
The girl was young though. He said he had him a young girl. I'm gonna let you watch the video. It's real funny because I don't know the whole thing. You know, I don't wanna recite it and mess it up. But it was funny, girl. But he was older, and he said he had him a young girl, and she was biting and sucking on his neck. But he said he was putting it down. He said, "Where do you think you get it from?"
Oh my.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just. I guess about what you like and what you want to put up with, but I don't think that's like long term with them too. What they got going on.
Okay.
I don't.
Alright. I hear you.
You think it's long term?
I don't know if it's long term, but it definitely looks like they selling each other a lot right now. And to me, the pictures do look like he might be touching on that topic. Yes.
That's soon though, but hey, nowadays people barely know people and they having babies by each other. So who knows? And I don't know. Do y'all feel like, okay, so at the end of your blog you said Steve Harvey hasn't commented on the situation. Do you feel like he can comment on the situation? Like,
absolutely.
To who? Her or Diddy?
I mean, he don't have to comment on
who do you think he should address?
I mean, that depends on how he feels about the situation. He might feel like, maybe he knows these person, and he might feel like, at the end of the day, he's a dude. You know what I'm saying? So he might know his character and be like, well, he's a dude.
I'd rather have him be with my daughter than somebody who don't give a fuck about her.
You never know.
Okay.
He might be cool with that age gap, and then again, he might feel like it's disrespectful. Like, damn, you know me, we cool, you know what I'm saying? Why would you go after my daughter? I don't know how he feels about the situation. So I'm just saying he hasn't commented at all. So maybe she hasn't addressed the situation. They didn't have to talk about it.
That's her dad.
Yeah.
You know they didn't talk. If the public ain't talked, but they definitely have talked. But I don't know. Would you want to turn that down if you was her age and you start feeling an older man? Y'all going out, taking trips, living life. Is you gonna be like?
Well, first of all, are we still talking about the fact that she was with the son first? Are we gonna say that she was with the son first?
I mean, you kind of breathe past the answer to that.
Well,
I'm just saying, yeah, because.
Like, you was with the son.
You was with the little fish to get to the big. You had a bitch.
I'm just saying.
What?
Basically, she just, like, made him her stepson.
Period. Oh, he probably hurt. What if he hurt her feelings, bitch?
Exactly. We don't even know the details behind
it. For real.
Answer.
We do. Let me go on his Instagram and ask him. A message from God. Please tell me I'll post it. Yeah, period. Because we do. Because is it some get back? Or is it like, was y'all just two friends?
What if he was on that shit for his son?
Interesting. That's a whole plot twist. I need some popcorn and some juice for this, then, because it's going down. Because what happened? I need to know what transpired to make them want to be a savage.
Right.
Because I can see my dad and my brother doing this. Yeah, I know my brother's dating. Girl, bye. I know that.
Yeah,
nobody. Man, but niggas, man. Hey. I don't know, females too. That's why I said we don't really know. But it would be nice to get the whole scoop.
For sure, but she kind of tiny. Look how she already wearing big clothes. Look, she trying to make y'all think shit.
She posted on her IG page today, like somebody
said
they wanted
10
kids in an interview or something. Not her IG page, but on her Twitter page.
Interesting.
Page. 10
kids a lot, though.
I'm not popping out
10. Whew, no, girl. Hell to them all. That's too many. I ain't gonna say it's too many, but I'm not doing that. Especially now, at this day and age, kids are too expensive. It costs too much to raise a kid. 10 of them? Damn. So, think about what you do for your kid times two. For real, though.
Yeah.
You gotta have some money to have kids like that. Spotless. Girl. Speaking of having babies to get money. Did you see that how Future put the gag order on the latest baby mama?
A gag order?
Girl, so allegedly Future has baby number 7,
mm-hmm.
I want to say.
I thought little Future was 7.
Okay, well, baby number 8 then.
I'm not
100% sure. But whatever, we all know Future got a lot of baby moms. Fear is not the last one out, for sure. Especially not at this point, but allegedly. You know, she was going on Instagram, of course, posting about how he a deadbeat and this and that. And when they went to court, he basically had the judge rule that she can't do that. Like, no talking about their personal business as far as the daughter go until they get a paternity test. And she, of course, wants money from him for taking care of the child. But, I mean, in that situation, do you feel like most people do that to get the money anyway?
I mean, obviously.
Duh.
You know, like, I mean, were they in a whole relationship? Or
no, nobody even knew about this girl. She literally just popped up.
Yeah, so you know that she, you know, trapped him. She did something weird.
Girl,
you know,
I was messing around
you know,
or something, anything.
You know how females be.
But, yeah, so he put a gag order on her. She can't talk about none of the stuff that goes on between them and the child in
that
court.
That sounds like a good love that somebody should have did.
I'm gonna get better. I know. And I'll be saying the juicy stuff too. Interesting. I said I need to get together. So I need to make myself mandatory do 2 vlogs today.
Yeah, cause you know what else, girl? You know we made a goal to get 59 hits this year. Guess where we at?
How much?
We're at 34 million.
Okay, now.
So we actually have the potential to do it. We do. But we have to bust our ass and get these vlogs out. Like, bust our ass. So, all of us. We gotta get the juicy stories, gotta break these stories.
I know.
We
like the whole world
on our ass. Gotta tag us, send it to our inbox.
Yeah, send me all the stories, all the juicy stuff that y'all want to talk about. For sure. More buzz. So we're doing better. So we definitely got to give ourselves credit for
yeah,
that.
We've
been having a good year.
True.
We did. We did a lot of stuff. We did a lot of events. We did, what, a boxing? Two boxing events, right? More? Three? Oh. We did a couple of events. We did red carpet interviews. We've done a lot this year.
Speaking of red carpet interviews, we also are doing the red carpet interviews at the OEA this year. Yeah. Shout out to Drew Lloyd and Dre Day, her AO. They put it together. So I'm excited. I'm really excited about the OEA this year. Hopefully we get another nomination in something.
Yes, definitely. I'm definitely excited. Last year was fun.
It was. We had a great time.
It was great. We got to dress up. We all looked so nice. It was a whole vibe. It was definitely different from the normal thing. Like, you know what I mean? It was different energies. Like, you got to meet a different people, different radio personalities, different artists. So it was definitely a great networking event. So I definitely like this. So I'm definitely excited to be on the red carpet. I gotta figure out what's gonna be the style, but I'm gonna come.
I think we should coordinate again. Because I think that was so cute.
It was. We got to come up, popping up again.
Oh, yeah. We ain't going to stay on air because we ain't going to let everybody know.
For sure.
But
I'm going to see your boy. I'm with the gang. Hey. They're going to be like, oh, yeah. Y'all back yet? Hey, it's me again.
But you know what's crazy?
Pretty
Where is the gang?
Right here.
Gang, gang.
This is it. That's crazy though how a lot can change in a year.
True, true.
And that's another thing why we gotta give ourselves credit, because a lot changed in a year and we still continue to try to do our show. We still try to do our vlogs. We still did our events. We still gave 175%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we still gotta give ourselves credit, and the people never knew.
True.
They never knew. Like, they knew some stuff because it was our put out there, but the real deep root of shit, right. You know, everybody don't know, but through it all, we stuck through it. We had a good year,
and we are going to end this year off, y'all. We got some like really big stuff that we're going to be ending this year with and starting off next year with. So, I mean, it's going. I think one thing we did learn this year is to put our business out there, like. If you notice, we haven't really been, you know, saying our moves. We doing this. We doing that.
We just pop up.
We just been doing it.
Yeah.
So, I just think that's a good thing. We just had our 6-year anniversary party.
Which was great.
It was great. Cheers. Shout out to you. I wanted to give you a personal shout out on your show because you definitely came through in the clutch. For sure. Came through. You was on me the whole, you know, the whole time. What you need me to do, what we gotta do, day of, you came through, you know, everything, helped me with the school, you were the first person at the venue, setting up, when we got there, pretty much didn't have to set up too much, so, you know, you helped me throughout the whole night, helped me with the award, so I definitely just, you know, wanted to give you a huge shout out. You also got the award for the MVP of the team, because you are that, you know, anytime, you know, you'll be having your issues a lot. But, you know, like, you really do be going through your stuff, you know. You be happy sometimes, you be sad, you be mad. You be really going through a lot, but it's like no matter what you're going through, you still always just step up and play your role. No matter what it is, even if you having the worst day ever, you still put that smile on and you get the job done. So, you know, I wanted to just thank you personally again.
You're welcome.
I know we always talk like this anyway, but, you know, you really are, you're a good person. You're dedicated to your show. You're dedicated to Ear Candy Radio. And I just see you going far, you know, with this media stuff. Because you do a really good job. You're really doing your Instagram page up. They getting them. Right. You know, like,
y'all follow me on the gram. Oh, we got to change this.
Okay.
Got to change that. And I got to double check the website. But yes, follow me on Instagram. It's Deanna_K1. Yeah, shout out to come follow me. I need to get my Instagram up. I'll be trying. I don't always post on my page, but I definitely post on my stories, so make sure y'all watch my story, and don't just watch it, y'all follow me, it's okay, because if I ever make my page private, then what, y'all ain't gonna be able to watch no more, so get it while it's good, you know, for real, but thank you, I appreciate that, you did a good job, the event turned out great, everything was good, like, you know how I wanted it to just be, like, chaotic, but then everything just be like, oh. And as always, the event was nice. Everything was good. I didn't hear no complaints. Like, the energy was great. People did a lot of networking. A lot of people got their business out there with other people. A lot of people got to be recognized for what they do. You know, it was a lot of people that came through. Thank you for everybody that came through and supported. We definitely appreciate that. Shout out to Dolly's Bar and Grill. They're at, what was it?
1714 Merriman Road.
Yep. Come on down. They are open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. They have great drink specials. So go ahead and check them out. It's a new bar, so give them a chance. They have great music. The DJ was great.
I love the DJ. Shout out to the DJ.
Yes, he did.
I think his name was DJ. What was it? I forgot his name.
Scrappy?
Scrappy? Scrappy? Scrappy? We're going to find it out, y'all. We're going to shout him out. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. That's my bad. But he was super dope. Played some good music the whole night.
He had a great vibe.
If y'all missed the event, you definitely missed out because we also have some really good food. Shout out to the EKR team. We did that. We had meatballs, chicken buffalo dips. We had a pasta salad, fruit salad, and some red velvet cupcakes. It was pretty damn good, if I do say so myself. So
it was.
We had a great time. Thank y'all so much for celebrating Ear Candy Radio being featured. And we've got a lot in store for y'all. Like, we really are about to turn it up. I can't wait for y'all to see and be a part of it. Cause we said it out of Akron. You know, we going. What is it when you like not worldwide, it's national? We going national.
International.
Well, we're already international, like on the airwaves, but I'm talking about as far as like our radio show. We're stepping outside of Akron. We're stepping outside of Ohio. We're really about to get, you know, everybody involved with this, with our next move. So I'm excited.
I'm excited too. We're about to do great. And congratulations to you.
Thank
6 years.
Thank
you. So you get the most committed award. The most committed award to this radio lifestyle period, because a lot of people, like you said, at the party, you know, they come, they get their show, they do it for a while, and then they be done. It's a hobby for them. But for you, like, it's like really your baby. Like, I can't lie. As long as I know you, as long as I've been on your team, no matter what you've been through, whether with your business or personal life, it's just like you just never gave up on what you really wanted, your dreams and stuff. So much respect for that.
Yeah.
For sure. Because, you know, we need other people like that, like you, showing other younger women that they can actually be something and have something, you know, how they own, like be independent, but you can still, you know, have your husband, have your family, all that. You can have it all. Just got to work hard enough for it.
Yep.
Really want it. But it's definitely a good time. I love that sign that they did for us. That was so cute.
That was beautiful. That Air Candy Radio sign they did when we first walked in. That was nice.
Yes. And Hiram and everybody with all the pictures. It was really great. It was great vibes last night. Everybody that came, everybody that helped, everybody that made sure everything fell into place. It was just perfect for the people that was helping. The bar, from the people that was at the door, from people that was helping us cook, serve it, network, talk to everybody, greet people, being nice. Like, it was really like no negativity at all. That was great.
I just want to do a special shout out real quick. Oh, you guys, make sure you tune in on Thursday to my show, All Things Diner. We're going to give out the rest of the awards that we didn't have a chance to give because they didn't show us. That's all I'm doing today. But yeah.
You was on some bullshit.
We are definitely going to give them their awards. We're going to go live too. So make sure y'all tune in so they know that they missed the party and they have to get it online. Y'all know I'm going to do my bad. But anyway, special shout out to my dude, Al Jones. He helped me with the marketing. He came through Dolly Bar and Grill. He recorded the video. I posted. And Black social media, we got over 10,000 views on that. So shout out to him. And he was also at the door collecting money for me. Appreciate him. Shout out to my girl, Allie. She also helped me with the event every step of the way. Preparing it, starting it, bringing people, fly guys, like packing up the car to go home. Like, she helped with everything. So shout out to her. Also shout out to my girl, Monique, who gave away 2 travel vouchers. It was so funny because, you know, they were telling everybody to come put their business cards in. And, you know, people was acting like they didn't want to come do it. They were like, all right, well, come write your name down if they got a business card. They still ain't want to do it. They gave away that first travel voucher. Everybody was like, oh, we ain't know y'all giving trips away. So shout out to Monique Clark. She gave away 2 travel packages. And then also there was one more big person. Oh, and shout out to Team Lux, who gave us the wine to give away.
Yeah.
And also all the other people who gave us stuff for the swag bag. We just had a lot of help for the event. It was just, it was a good turnout.
It did. Very good. Turned out very good. turned out great. Yeah. Everything fell into place. Everything was good. It's a great, great thing. See, he was worried.
I was very worried.
And everything was great. Everything was everything. But that's good. So y'all missed out if y'all didn't come to the event, because like you said, we had swag bags, good drink specials. We had prizes to give away. We had so many special people in the building. It was great. And y'all missed out. Y'all missed out on trips, giveaways. Woo! I wish I would have won one of them trips. I was mad. My car got revoked. But I didn't say anymore for that, but I'm just saying. But
I was like, no, she on the team.
Yeah, they don't pull to Mike from Valley Margaret. I want to see you like, oh, she on the team. But I didn't. I let her go ahead and win it. Shout out to the bartender, because mom wanted that trip. Yeah. Shout out to Mike. Right, okay.
Shout out to
your candy radio.
Shout out to
Monique Clark. Yeah, thank you for all trip advisories. For sure. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you guys tune in to Brittany's show this Thursday, All Things Matter, where you can see the live preview of us giving away the rest of the awards from the event. And we'll also get you updated on stuff that's going on. Make sure you guys check out our website. And if you want to contact us, talk to us if you're interested in advertising or if you need to get your music on the air, you know, get at us. And as always, have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. Remember, whatever y'all going through right now, it's not the end result. It's okay. Like, it don't feel like it's okay, but like, you just got to have faith over whatever it is that you're going through, because it's going to be okay. Like, you really didn't get this far to only come this far. So have a blessed week and follow me on Instagram at Deanna_K1. Chubby, stop looking at my face.